offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Last half hour of hour number three here, this Thursday, October 30th, 2025 edition. I got a few more people during the break who texted me legal to be able to make a donation to our legal defense fund for the radio station. Again, we're being sued and we have to defend ourselves in court, or we're facing the possibility of not paying the attorney. Him withdrawing from being our attorney representing us, we would default in the lawsuits and basically lose the radio station and this show. So if you would like this radio station to stay on the air, you'd like me to stay on this microphone, text me legal and I'll send you the link that fully explains everything. You can make a donation to our legal defense fund online, or you can mail us a check. All the information is on that website or givesendgo.com, and we will send you the link. Just text me legal, and I'll send it to you. If we don't pay the attorney, we're going to lose this case, and you could be listening to country music very soon. Another story that I want to cover and get into the podcast for this last half hour of today's show is some of the things that are going on over this government shutdown. Day 30, no end in sight, evidently happening in Washington. Well, here in the state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her Department of Agricultural Rural Development, known as MDARD, announced that until the year's end, they're going to free up some of the restrictions on the department's Double Up Food Bucks program to allow more people to use more benefits on more types of food. State-level elected Democrats in Michigan at multiple levels took action in various ways yesterday in reaction to the federal food assistance payments being paused in November due to the federal government shutdown. Story from last week, October 23rd, SNAP benefits are being paused during the shutdown. Attorney General Dana Nessel held a press event at a Lansing food bank with Lansing Mayor Andy Shore to draw attention to the lawsuit. Here we go. Dana Nessel got to file a lawsuit, one that she signed onto with other attorney generals against the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, forcing them to free up dollars for other programs to prevent the freezing of the benefits known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Also, Senate Democrats introduced a resolution urging the Trump administration and the USDA to immediately release SNAP funding. House Democrats proposed a $600 million emergency supplemental from the state's rainy day fund to make up for the lost federal funding. This additional $600 million in emergency relief would allow Michigan's SNAP program to remain temporarily operational for the 1.4 million Michiganders who use it, and provide 12.5 million for both the Food Bank Council of America and local food pantry programs. Well, first off, MDARD announced that its changes will include double up earnings and that they will no longer expire. Limits are being eliminated, but frozen fruits, vegetables are still eligible. In addition, a $40 voucher is also being made available that will not require matching SNAP purchases. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, in Michigan, we will work to support one another the best we can at this very difficult moment. Well, this is how the Democrats are proposing to backfill SNAP. Democrats in the Senate want $600 million taken from the Michigan Rainy Day Fund. Michigan would put $300 million a month for 2 months to backfill the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, that is due to be paused this Saturday, November 1st, under a bill of package sponsored by the House Democrats. Representative Tanya Myers Phillips, Democrat from Detroit, Betsy Kofia, State Representative from Traverse City, and Kimberly Edwards, Democrat from East Point, are each sponsoring bills that would create $600 million in emergency supplemental to make up for the lost federal funding, allowing it to remain temporarily operational. And again, as well as put $12.5 million in the Food Bank Council of America, as well as local food pantry programs. Kofia told reporters that the state funds backfilling SNAP are not a solution. This is only a response to a manufactured crisis by the Republicans. No, Kofia, sorry, Betsy, you're not going to be able to spin this. It's the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, and the minority leader in the House, Jeffries, from New York, and Schumer in the Senate from New York, that are doing this. All they got to do is vote to open the government back up, and all these SNAP programs would be fully funded. Don't go down that road, Betsy. You don't know what you're talking about. She went on to say, this administration, pointing to Donald Trump, and the Washington Republicans just approved a $40 billion bailout to Argentina, while they are agreeing to some sort of Hunger Games for 40 million Americans who depend on SNAP benefits. We, the House Democrats, say we are not down for the Hunger Games. We are going to do what we can do to fight for our people to make sure that they have full bellies heading into winter, end quote, said Kofia. Of course, she's referring to the $40 billion trade deal with Argentina, giving us access to some of their resources from that country. It's not a bailout, it was a trade deal. So again, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Well, as of yesterday, Kofia said she had been in conversation with her Democrat Senate colleagues about these bills. Well, again, repeating the story, Attorney General Dana Nessel announced yesterday she is joining 22 other Democrat attorney generals to fight the lack of the SNAP benefits from being available and fully funded. Locally, O'Neila Grunstall Lakeshore Food Club. This is a local food pantry down in Mason County. Spoke to reporters as well, saying that her organization serves about 2,800 households per year in Mason County. She said, if these SNAP benefits do not get funded, we will be crippled in our charitable food system. That is the message I want to send loud and clear. This will cripple our charitable food systems, and we are not prepared. Grunstall said, there isn't enough food in the warehouse to meet the needs of the citizens of the coming month, and they have no resources to fill the gap for the others in their county on the SNAP program. In looking at this statewide, where there is 1.4 Michiganders on the program here in Michigan. Grunstall went on to say, this funding looms very large just ahead of the holiday season. Some families rely on us for their turkey Thanksgiving Day dinners. Additionally, family meals and kids home from school breaks during the holidays will put even more stress on these families. We need to feed them. And I find it disgraceful that our federal government cannot fix at least this funding issue. Well, it's very simple. You folks need to contact your U.S. senators. Betsy, you need to reach out and talk to Elisa Slotkin and Gary Peters. Convince them to join the other Democrats like Fetterman and a few others and reopen the government. It's that simple. Attorney General Dana Nessel, instead of joining other Democrat attorney generals in suing the federal government, why don't you reach out to your U.S. Democrat Senator Elisa Slotkin and Gary Peters? Get them to vote to open the government back up. This all could be resolved today. Instead of suing, make a phone call to your Democrat U.S. senators. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Patriot Pat listening in. What exactly, Randy, do you call it when you have to rely on the government to feed yourself and your family? Socialism. I mean, the bottom line, we have developed a society. Stop and listen to these numbers. We have less than 10 million people in the state of Michigan. Residents. Men, women, and children. Adults, minors, combined population. We're below 10 million. We've got 1.4 million people that are actually getting the SNAP benefits. 1.4 million. That's basically 14% of our population. Stop and think about this, people. If the Democrats who've been running the state basically since January of 2019, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, for 2 years, they had control of everything. After the 2022 election, because many of you Republicans sat out the midterm elections of 2022, you voted in 2020. But for whatever reason, you didn't vote in the midterm election 2022. The Democrats took back control of not only the House, but the Senate. The first time they had control of the Michigan State Senate in 40 years. They ran their agenda through. Did we grow our population? No. We continued to lose population. We're now below 10 million. We ended up with 1.4 million Michiganders on SNAP food stamps in the state. Are you going to vote next year? You Republicans who got out the vote, one of the largest turnouts in the history of our country, November 5th, 2024. electing Donald Trump and J.D. Vance president and vice president. Taking back control of the House. Why? Because the senators weren't on the ballot in Lansing. It was a presidential election. They run on the off cycles with the governor. Those are called midterm elections, which we are going to have next year. Lance Armstrong and his group, 10xvotes.com.org, I'm not really sure. They looked at and found that 1.7 million Republicans who voted in 2020's presidential election did not bother to vote in the 2022 midterm election. They voted again on November 5th, 2024, the presidential election, but they sat out the 22 midterms. What part of this do you Republicans not understand? How important it is, how absolutely vitally important it is that you vote next year, both in the August primary and the November midterm election. Because if you don't, we run the risk of getting a Democrat governor to break the election historical cycle. Going way back, I forget how far back, I think even prior to Jim Blanchard in the 1980s. Every 8 years, Democrat governor, then 8 years Republican governor. 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. Next year, 2026, we are due for a Republican governor. But I'm going to be real blunt with you guys. If we get the wrong candidate, for example, in my opinion, John James, to be the candidate to be our Republican governor, we lose. If you don't get out to vote in the primary to get us the right candidate and then vote in November next year, we lose. You're looking at either Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, or the Democrat running as an independent, Mike Duggan, to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. It's that simple. It's absolutely that simple. So you've got a decision to decide. Are you going to get your friends, coworkers, family members, people you go to church with to get out and be involved in next year's election? You got to say yes. But that's it for today's show. Again, text me legal. I'll send you the information. We appreciate you guys doing that. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for